Marianne Combs joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm cooler now.
Yeah, right.
It's nice to be in here.
You're in the AC.
Yes, but I hear the heat's going to break like tomorrow, and it's going to be much nicer. Is that?
We're hoping for some showers and thunderstorms tonight.
Okay, good.
To clear the air.
Thank you, Jill. I appreciate that.
Thank you for making that happen.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
It really took a lot of mind power.
Right.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, right.
So, hey, tonight, if you are willing to bear the heat, and I think, you know, the best way to actually cool off in the heat is to sweat. So I'm going to recommend biking over to the MIA because it's bike night at the MIA and the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, and you can enjoy valet bike parking.
Really? Very interesting.
As well as enjoy outdoor music with Crankshaft and the Gear Grinders.
Right.
And there's bike night bingo. I'm trying to imagine what that's going to be like. But I hear you guys are your music sponsors or something. You guys are over there in some capacity.
And also, we're going to be doing a coffee break about biking coming up here for the morning show today. So
fabulous
number of tie-ins.
Yes, excellent. So, and one of the things I encourage you to check out while you're there inside in the cool museum is Minneapolis or yeah, is it? The Minnesota Artist Exhibition Program, thank you, MAEP, they have a gallery where they bring in local artists. And there's a Duluth artist, Ryuta Nakajima, who has a show called Umwelt, which includes photographs of cuttlefish responding to and attempting to replicate the colors and mark making of European paintings, Japanese prints, and Islamic patterns.
Very interesting.
Can you imagine? Like they're trying, I'm trying to do this mosque detail artwork.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So if I'm really curious to see what the cuttlefish come up with in their response to the great work.
Wow.
So
that's
really
interesting.
That has me all over
this. Yes.
So, okay. Over at MCAD, so the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, we have Jaime Hernandez, 30 years of Locas and Counting. Now we've heard of the band Love and Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
The band was named after a black and white comic magazine called Love and Rockets that came out in 1982. Jaime Hernandez and his brothers published the first issue, Gilbert and Mario, and it's all about, you know, comics that actually reflect a much more diverse population of people with really more diverse stories. And so a lot of his original artwork from Love and Rockets, as well as Locas, the Maggie and Hopi stories, are up in full scale on the wall. And my colleague Ewan Kerr was over there, and he said it's like being in the presence of Michelangelo.
That's saying something.
Yeah, you know, a lot of comic artists, they'll like rush something out, and then they'll white out the stuff they don't like. And sort of, he said it's almost all pristine. It's like with the original stroke, he just got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
something to see for whether or not you appreciate comics. That's that mere aspect of it. I think.
Yes. Exactly.
Cool.
And then I'm gonna send you guys on a trip. I'm gonna recommend that people head on out to Winona. I went last week to check out the art scene in Winona, and my mind was blown. And first off, okay, gorgeous drive. Mm-hmm. You go down the Wisconsin side to like Red Wing, and then cross over and take the Lakeshore 61 down
yep,
to Winona.
Yeah, you are correct. That is
and you
very
have,
gorgeous.
You're, mm-hmm. Oh, and you're right there on Lake Pepin. Beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful. Well, then you get there. Okay, there's the there is a Great River Shakespeare Festival going on right now at Winona State University. Quality actors from around the country come every summer, and this summer they're doing Twelfth Night and King Henry V. So you get your Shakespeare over at Winona State. And then you can go on over to the Marine Art Museum, the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, which is, you know, you think, okay, battleships and sea, you know, there's paintings of sailing,
right.
But they also have Picasso, Manet, Monet. They have George O'Keefe, Renoir. They have Marie Cassatt. They have Van Gogh.
Are you kidding me?
Van Gogh. Yes, all in this small museum that's growing there. It's under expansion in Winona on the riverfront because they've got some great benefactors in town who have some money and who like to collect art. And so they've decided rather than putting it up in my living room, we're going to put it in a museum downtown so everybody can enjoy it.
Fantastic.
And the theme is water. So all of these paintings have something to do with water. But so you'll have, you know, Marie Cassatt's painting, and then there'll be a little stream in the background of this, you know, this girl sitting and reading a book. And then there's Pablo Picasso, and you have this drawing that has some water in it. And
nice.
amazing. And then there's this Beethoven festival going on. And like this weekend, the Dale Warland singer, Dale Warland is going to be down there. Excuse me, not the Dale Warland singer, but Dale Warland will be down there directing the festival chorale. And the Russian orchestra, national orchestra, is going to be there this weekend. It's just like...
All in Winona, Minnesota.
All in, wow. Yes, Winona.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, make a little trip down there. You get Shakespeare, Beethoven, and classic art. All in one little trip.
In the beautiful setting as well.
In the beautiful Riverside setting.
That's a great summertime thing.
So that's my pitch. Get out of town.
That's a great pitch. And especially with the possibility of the heat breaking, this might be just a perfect time to do something like that. So that is a sweet recommendation.
There you go.
Thank you, Marion Combs.
My pleasure.
As always, Marion Combs writes the State of the Arts blog for NPRnews.org. Check it out. Joins us every Thursday morning and I didn't get your music ready. Jill, will you join me?
I wish I could. My throat still hurts.
That's right. You can't sing. Am I on my own? Oh, well. Walking away. All right. Gogol Bordello here. New music from them on The Current.